The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Good morning, friends. This is Ryan Tuberty with you. It is Tuesday morning. It's a short week. Good news. It is the 27th of October, 2020. We're here till 10 a.m. Welcome to all the teachers who are getting a well-deserved week off. All the children who are bored out of their faces already, even though it's only Tuesday. What are we doing today? Well, use your imagination. It's just begun. The day's just begun. We'll give you some tips. As to suggestions, you might have things you might like to do because people have sent them in from different organisations. And if you've got some ideas, send them in too. 51551, we'd love to hear from you. Did you enjoy the weekend and did you survive to tell the tale? Did you kick some autumn leaves and take advantage of the beauty that is autumn? Especially if there's a bit of sunshine. Take a little rain as long as it's accompanied by a side serving of sunshine, which makes the colours even more beautiful. So that's good news all around. We have more Irish businesses we'll bring to your attention. We have lots of emails that come in. It's funny the emails that come in over the weekend. People just get a notion to say, do you know what, I'll write to your man about this. Or I must ask them about that. And they write to, you write to Ryan at rte.ie and we love them. And so we'll bring some of those to your attention as well as some written emails. I watched a few things. I watched The Undoing, which stars Hugh Grant, who seems to be getting better with age. To me as an actor, and dare I say that not as a person, I don't know him, but his stuff with the phone tapping scandals, I've seen him in a documentary recently and thought he was very assured and impressive. Anyway, The Undoing is Nicole Kidman and himself, and it is particularly good. It's part one of, I think it's 5 or 6 parts in this drama, and they've done something unusual. Do you remember in the 80s, 90s, when you'd say, oh, we have to wait till next Monday to watch that. Do you remember that emotion of the weekly series as opposed to drop, poof, the whole lot. So you binge. This has now been giving us, they're going to give us a morsel of this every Monday. There's your bite. You can have that. What? Have to wait a whole week? I mean, physiologically, mentally and emotionally, we're so used to now getting everything like that immediately online. Google it, find out. We're not stretching the brain or that sense of anticipation or being tantalized and excited by the prospect of next week's episode. Except for this. This is next. We have to wait till next week for part two of The Undoing. If you didn't see it, it comes with a recommendation. And good news for Ireland over the weekend, incidentally. Andrew Scott, who I seem to talk about quite a bit on the show. It's because of our fans. But he won an Olivier Award. This is the Oscars in the theatre world over in the UK. And it was for this. He was getting 5-star reviews for his role in Present Laughter on the West End. A modern reflection on fame, desire and loneliness, says the Irish Examiner. But he won the award despite the pandemic closing down the ceremony necessarily. But anyway, delighted for him and for his family. So well done to him. One of my favourite books of last year, Shadow Play by the great Joe O'Connor. That is among 6 authors selected for the legendary Richard and Judy Christmas Book Club. So I'm delighted for Joe. That's good news. We've spoken about the book on the show a lot as fans. That's all set in 19th century London, seeing Bram Stoker walking the streets at night, haunted by the Ripper and the gossip that swirls around his friend Oscar Wilde. It's a beautifully written book. And actually, it's a beautifully written book for this time of year. It's perfect. It's foggy and it's dark and it's mysterious and it's a scintillating read. Absolutely beautiful. So that's Shadow Play. If you missed it first time around, pick it up today or order it from your local bookshop, please. That would be tremendous. And I finished last week John Banville's book Snow. That's another dark, twisted tale, but beautifully written. And that continues to come with a recommendation. After the Fire by Joe Spain is another crime thriller that I thoroughly enjoyed this week. It's such a great escape into that world. And Patricia Gibney's book, is it The Lost Girls or The Forgotten Girls? It's just escaping me right now. But also, that's her latest one, essentially. And they're great. They're all great. If you want to pick up a collection of crime thrillers, go just pick up all the Gibneys and all the Spains and you won't be bored at all. So that's good news. But I mentioned Bram Stoker, and the Bram Stoker Festival people have been on to say, if you're looking for free, fun Halloween activities for kids, Curse Hunters is an interactive adventure game at home. You lead young explorers in creating toxic elixirs in the kitchen, and you can write demon wooing poetry and dress up like slick dimension surfing heroes. I have no idea what any of that means, but it's BramStokerFestival.com is what you want to be, where you need to be for that. So that's good fun. And the Ark in Dublin, at the Ark Dublin, have a look at that as well. Looking for some fun science and baking activities for children aged 8 to plus, experimenting over the midterm break, go for it. So that's good, ark.ie. So there's places to go. You can't be too bored. There's just no excuse. Elsewhere, what have I got for you today? Thank you to this lovely letter, lady Mary Ryan, who's in Tuam, and she said, "You are my first hashtag lockdown surprise hashtag made in Ireland recipient." She said, "Yesterday I received a silver envelope in the post. I left it on the table wondering who'd sent it and what was inside, but it turns out it was two homemade face masks and two mini bags of Haribo sweets, and I was thrilled. So it gave me an idea. How about if we decided to get a list of people, even those we may not like, and send or give a hashtag lockdown surprise, hashtag made in Ireland, and each day of the lockdown, give them a nice treat. I'm going to consider it an advent calendar gift experience between 2 and 10 euro, maybe something which doesn't cost money, such as a phone call or offering to buy somebody's groceries for them, or maybe it'll be knocking on the door of somebody who lives alone and bringing them a cake for their tea." So anyway, enjoy these chocolate-covered toffees, which were made in Athlone and purchased in Podrigs in Tuam. I'd really appreciate it if you'd mention the idea to your listeners. Happy to do that. LeGras, Mary Ryan. Thank you, Mary. Lovely idea. Very thoughtful. And thanks for the sweets, which I won't share with anyone. And I'm glad to see our friend Shannon Featherston was telling us from rte.ie/lifestyle that they have an all-Irish gift guide. This is very handy because we were talking about it last week. My Instagram thing went bonkers for it, and they've taken a heap of those up onto their page, added it to their own, and they've got this list of Irish businesses and places you can go to all in one place. This is what you need. Okay, so head to RTE Lifestyle, and that'll allow you to buy Irish, shop local, and keep them all alive. Lorraine Keane, Fashion Relief TV, Magic Hairbrush, Finish.ie, which is basically the Ideal Homes online on the 21st of November. She's busy with all of that, as is the great tailor, Louis Copeland. He's got Click and Collect in Capel Street, which has casual wares, not just suits, just in case you were wondering. And over in Clifton, Gavin Lavelle, who sells beautiful art at the lavelleartgallery.ie, free shipping in Ireland up to Christmas, which is tremendous news, and great, beautiful paintings in there. McGreevy's Toys Direct, they were on as well. Donal and Laura, they have toysdirect.ie if you're looking for some tips there. Be sure to get on to them and get busy. And Barbara and Clive and Berman and Wallace were on to say that they have Christmas food options, right, for their 2020 brochure. And so if you wanted chocolate biscuit cake or turkey, these are the people to go to. So head to BermanandWallace.com, which is, they've got a great reputation and brilliant at what they do. And if you're looking for some interesting vinyl and you want to be a little nostalgic, head to Dublin band Revelino, Revelino.ie. The lads had the biggest selling vinyl album in Ireland a couple of weeks ago, with the recent re-release and remaster of their 94 eponymous debut album Classic, 26 years to the week since the original release date. Delighted for them. It also hit number 11 on the official Irish albums chart, following the record's first ever vinyl pressing. So the re-release includes a bonus EP on yellow vinyl. Nothing wrong with that. And that features a remix of the single Happiness Is Mine and five previously unreleased tracks. So that's great. People would have known them, Bren and Kieran Tallon and Alan Montgomery and Shane Rafferty and Bren Berry
Also launched a new website featuring music and photos and lots of archives. So head to revelino.ie for all of that. Text 51551. William is in Dublin, 24. Kids often like to help mum and dad with those jobs around the house and the garden. Get them out there with you and incentivize if necessary. That's right. Offer them something. Have stuff if you do stuff. And once they start, they usually forget they didn't want to help initially. Yes, you're right. Just get them out there immediately. Ryan, two great movies we watched over the weekend as a family, Enola Holmes and Rebecca. Now, we need to talk about both of them. Maybe as a family, you enjoyed Enola Holmes' very English take on Sherlock Holmes' sister with, is it Hermione from Harry Potter? No, it's not. It's the young one from Stranger Things. Sorry. She's a great actress. And I didn't think it was very good. Now, on Rebecca, I don't know what to say about this. They didn't need to make Rebecca. It was fine. Laurence Olivier as Max de Winter. It was fine. What have they done to it? They've pretty much taken... It's a great book by Daphne du Maurier. You know, read the book anyway. But secondly, it looks like a photo shoot for Vogue magazine, a 3-minute trailer stretched over 2 hours with a feral whack of ham in the acting. Now, I have to say, but with all of that in mind, and that's why the world needs a 2-hour Vogue video shoot masquerading as a movie with Lily James at the moment, because it takes us somewhere we'd rather be, which is the Côte d'Azur or wherever the hell they are, Cannes or whatever it might be, and beautiful old country house in England. You know, we need escapism. That's why Emily in Paris is doing so well. We just need to go to places like La La Land so we can Pollyanna our way through the day and pretend there is no virus. Trump isn't still there. Biden didn't call him George. Everything's fine, you know. Biden called him George, by the way, if you didn't see that. He was confused. There's a great new Facebook page called Shop in Ireland. Okay. Lots of lovely shops, producers and artists advertising their beautiful pieces. Highly recommended. People check it out. And buy Irish this Christmas for family and friends. Yeah, we're all about that. Suggestion for activity for kids this week, go feed local swans. And if you notice a tag on the swan's leg, take a photo and send on to Irish Mute Swan. My boys and I did this on Saturday, got a report back on previous sightings on the swan, and now we have been out each day trying to find each another as we found it so interesting. Walking on the canal, went to the lake shore, all within 5K limit here in Mullingar. Good work, Deborah. Paul Davis is a Dublin Northern Soul DJ, and he's just released a new fiction book called Out of Time. It's his first book and well worth checking out. Great stuff. Good man, Paul. And I like a bit of Northern Soul. I have a beautiful album at home of it, and I'm going to go and listen to it when I go home. Kathleen says, I'm reading the Thursday Murder Club. Thank you for the recommendation. A great read and the equivalent to a good comfort food. Kind regards. It's exactly, the Thursday Murder Club is exactly what Joe Spain and Patricia Gibney and John Banville aren't, in that it's much more twee, like Horowitz's. Twee is probably unfair, but they're less dark, put it that way, but no less good. I mean, they're actually very, very good. On Saturday last, my daughter and my husband saw you in Dunleary. What? My husband asked you, was the toy show definitely going ahead with these strange times? Your reply of 100% made my daughter's day. Planning the event already. Good. Although I did get a little nervous when I saw in the paper today they've cancelled Joe Duffy's Christmas Eve live line. And I thought, are they going to come after the toy show too? And I thought, no, you can't do that. So we'll have to get the barbed wire and we'll have to get we're going to build a wall, a toy wall. It's going to be made of marshmallows and beanbags and cushions. We're going to put it around so that if anyone tries to come and get it, I'll be standing there at the gate like one of those wizards in Lord of the Rings going, you shall not pass! And I will protect it. But I did get a little nervous, I'll be honest with you. Disagree on Enola Holmes. A very enjoyable film, says Chris. For you, yes. For me, no. You have to try The Queen's Gambit. I have been recommended. That was recommended to me a few times. We randomly happened upon it late last night, and I am goggle-eyed this morning after giving up at 3 a.m. It's excellent. Okay, it looks beautiful, certainly the trailer. We watched Rebecca the weekend too. The only saving grace was the incredibly handsome Army Hammer. Otherwise, the story was mind-numbingly boring. Read the book, I'm telling you. It's very, very good. Okay, so you're all busy reading and watching. I think it's definitely a conversation that people are having around the place is, what are you watching? Anything but anything but the news. Although, of course, you need to see the news too. Okay, I've got all these lovely emails and I will get to them in a moment. But Connor Rossiter was on to say, could you wish my wife, Lydia, happy birthday from her husband and little boy, Dara. She has reached the ripe old age of mid to late 30s. Emphasis on the late. We also celebrated our first wedding anniversary on Monday with a lovely level 5 meal at home. I like your humour. Our wedding last year was cancelled twice due to the death of Lydia's dad, Joe, and then with me getting a bad case of encephalitis. But we got there in the end. Phew! Had a wonderful night in the Haddington Hotel in Dunleary. I wanted to say that Lydia has been our light during the last year, and myself and Dara love her so much. Well, that's sweet. So happy birthday, Lydia, from Connor and, of course, from us. Dave and Galway was on. To say, to Ryan and team, hope you all had a fab weekend. I sure did. And ran the virtual Dublin Marathon. No, not me. This is Dave. Imagine me running anything. Can hardly run my life. Ran the virtual Dublin Marathon in a very windy Salt Hill in Galway. A tough but rewarding experience, especially the fundraising in aid of the wonderful work of St. James's Hospital in Dublin. Hope everyone else enjoyed it. Yeah, I saw lots of coverage on the news. Looked great. Let's see, Alice on the subject of Rebecca. It was an assassination. Maxim de Winter's yellow suit hurt my eyes. Holy God, there's nothing sacred. Hands off these classics. Yeah, that Rebecca wasn't broken. They didn't need to fix it. That was my feeling as I watched 10 minutes and then abandoned. I'm watching Poldark, says Claire, with our own Dublin Mr. Turner. Pure escapism in these unprecedented times. Yeah, that's exactly what you need. Aidan Turner, very popular man among a certain, let's use the word of the year, cohort. Remember they were, when people used to be groups of people? And then somebody said, I know, let's call them cohorts. It's a much more intelligent sounding name. Okay, well, that cohort now are under considerable risk due to the virus. And this cohort needs to be more responsible. Cohort. Watched the new Rebecca with three teenagers on Saturday. All enjoyed it. We seldom get everyone to watch the same movie, says Paul. Yeah, well, you know, that was probably as much as the shared experience as it was to do with the actual film itself. That's what I would argue. Sometimes a shared experience can just be overwhelming and you associate it even though you're watching something that's pretty trashy. Mel in Dublin says, please remind listeners who are feeding swans not to feed them bread. It's not good for them. Vegetables and grain are the best. Okay, so get the old Brussels sprouts. okay, the swans. Swans, kind of, they're beautiful and menacing at the same time. How do they do that? 51551 is the text number. Today I'm going to play a little piece of music for a bunch of people who are a little bit sad because they're missing their friend. And their friend was, by all accounts, a gorgeous young man called Josh Begley Taylor. And I'm playing this song because this is the song that he loved. And his friends and his family, I know this, miss him deeply. And they miss him too much. But I do know from talking to people who knew him that he has left a legacy that is full of love and full of kindness and not a little mischief. So we play this song in Josh's memory this morning. Good morning, everybody. That's beautiful, Jackson 5. And who's loving you at 9:25 this Tuesday morning? Bernadette Cunningham emailed Ryan at rte.ie to say, you know those Christmas cards we write every year when we scribble Happy Christmas in our name and send off the cards to that motley bunch of friends and relatives we don't see that often? Well, this year, maybe we have time to do a little better than that. This year, she says, maybe we have the time to reflect on why some people are special to us and tell them about it. During November, we could sit down and write a personal letter to some of those people on our Christmas card list. Not a depressing, wasn't 2020 awful? I hope 2021 will be better. Not that kind of letter. Rather write, do you remember the time that? And write a few sentences recalling a time you were with that person in happy circumstances. Here's a chance to write something meaningful, something that's personal to you and something that will cheer up some of your oldest friends. Write something that will remind them of a happy time in their lives. And we have all November to sit down and write these letters and put them in with the Christmas cards when we post them in December. That is a very charming suggestion from Bernadette Cunningham. Thank you, Bernadette.
Now, what else have you got for me on 551? Essentially, by the looks of the text, everyone sat in and watched TV all weekend. And certainly that is, everyone has an opinion on Rebecca, and everyone has an opinion on everything. Watch Contagion, says a text, as a family last night with the teenage children. Thought it was a good movie. No problem getting people to socially distance or wash their hands after that. You're so right. I remember watching it within 2 weeks of this thing and thinking, how it is terrifyingly real and ahead of its time. Jen Weirdly says, I'd like to suggest this great movie that is one of my all-time favourites. It's My Best Friend's Wedding. I could think of nothing worse. It stars Julia Roberts, Cameron Diaz and Rupert Everett. I'm thinking this movie might help to lift people's spirits a bit in these difficult... Yeah, no, absolutely not, Jen. I think you're a magnificent person. You took the time to text the programme. But I tell you what it is. It's just that in my narrow-minded... stubbornness. I can't do rom-coms. I find them repulsive. And I know that they're meant to be cheering and they're meant to be gas and they're a nice distraction. But good luck with that. Just not for me. How in the name of all things holy, says Lorraine, did they make such a hash of Rebecca? There isn't a sign of the amazing literature that is Daphne du Maurier. I was just sitting there after watching it in absolute disbelief. Did you watch it to the end? I mean, are you guilty, Clarice? Did you find yourself quietly enjoying it? Kind of. Well, you hate watching it. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm very grateful to have time to recharge the batteries, says a text, after a hectic first midterm, half of term. I've been watching The West Wing on the RT player. Oh, yes, you have. Well, that's a great way to spend your time. I presume you're a teacher, and that's great. I'm taking next week away from it all for a few days to regroup before the toy show crazy properly kicks in. So, but I'm here all this week, which is good fun because we know the kids are listening and we'll have a bit of crack with them too. Okay, there's an author I want to talk to because a lot of you would have read Adam Kay's book about life as a junior doctor, which became, a few of them actually, but This Is Going to Hurt was the big seller. He's written another book, but for kids on the same subject of the human body. So we'll get to that after this. Five one five five one is the text number, and still they come in on things like Rebecca. And in fact, Dee in Dublin says Charles Dance and Amelia Fox, both of whom I rather like, star in a very good adaptation of Rebecca with Diana Rigg, the late Diana Rigg, as Mrs. Danvers. If any of your listeners are looking for a slightly less glossy version of the story, tell them to find it there. Well, not just that, but you've also got the original with Laurence Olivier, so that's probably the classic. Listen, have we got time? We probably do have time. It's given that it's midterm break and the children are at home. Why don't we get some of them on to do a little quiz, win some book tokens and things like that. Kids know stuff. And if you know stuff, give us a call and we'll ask you some questions about the stuff you know. And if you don't know the stuff, you don't get anything. If you know the stuff, you get something. And that's the way it works. 1850 715 900. 1850 715 900. Get busy.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
That's your very exercise about Rebecca now. It's just a film. She made it up. It's make-believe. 12 minutes to 10 o'clock. Right, Rebecca says, is this from a Rebecca? No, it's not. It's from Sinead and Cork. Rebecca, it lacks the drama and the brusqueness of the old one. I mean, no one could beat Joan Fontaine as the impoverished ingenue with a backbone in anything. Kristen Scott Thomas is very good as Mrs. Danvers. I mean, Maxim was a murderer at the end of the day and gets away with it. That's what you say. I hope you... Anyway, Rebecca, the fallen woman, the coquette, the socialite, so deserved her fate. Gothic novels are never translate to our modern colour films, in my opinion, but I enjoyed it. What I'd really enjoy is A Roll in the Hay with Army, but he'd have to leave after breakfast. It's quite a specific level of detail in that tryst that you may or may not have with a man who's an actor playing the part of Maxim de Winter in a fictional novel by Daphne du Maurier that's currently on TV and getting mixed reviews. But that's all in your head. Good on you. Could you say well done to my wonderful niece, Emily McCormack, who ran the virtual Dublin Marathon in Copenhagen. Lots of love from Aunt Mary and Ivan in New Ross. Delighted. Jaws. What Jaws? How are we on Jaws from Rebecca to Jaws? Ed says Jaws is a very apposite movie for lockdown. If you imagine Tony Hoolan as Chief Brody and Micheál Martin as the mayor, who initially didn't want to close the beaches. I don't know who'd be Hooper and Quint, though. Yeah, we're going to need a bigger hospital. I mean, this is not a bad suggestion at all. Tuning in this morning while I'm child-free, says the text. My amazing childminder who has the two kids for the day, having a self-care day. Lots of reading and watching TV and maybe a walk on the beach with the dog. It is the simple things. It's true.
I love the simple things. As one of Ireland's oldest Christmas tree outlets in Milltown in Dublin, we are offering a click and collect service for our customers from the 20th of November for real Irish Christmas trees. That's from John Brennan at christmastrees.ie. Okay, I don't think it's too early to say that now because, you know, things have changed. In Ireland, says Paul, in Dublin, we have the same respect for all of our doctors and nurses as they do in the UK. No one in this country is happy with the underfunding of our health service. We just accept it. But it is a national disgrace. And that's from Paul after our chat with Adam. Now, what we'll do is we'll line up some Chilterton to have a bit of a crack at I Know Stuff. We'll do that in just a second. We have time for a 2 minute shot of the Beatles. Will we do that just because? Yeah, why not? The Beatles. Lucy was on. Good morning, Ryan. Hello. Earlier this morning, you mentioned binge-watching TV series. Lots of my friends automatically do this now. I love waiting a week and reconnecting with the series. In fact, call me bizarre, but I often think binge-watching is a lazy person's dream. Is there any psychological evidence of this, or do we know? Lucy, that's your homework. You have 1 week to complete the task, and she'll prepare it and send it in to us as a two-page document. Thank you. Random question here from Sharon, a letter, Kenny. We played Trivial Pursuit last night. Love. For the first time ever. Okay, great fun with very competitive children. But can you tell us what the blank wedge on the dice means, as we don't have the rules? I tried Googling it, but no joy. I don't have that version of it with the blank wedge. I think what happened was they started trying to get a little bit clever with themselves in Trivial Pursuit land and started putting on different bits, and they tried to fix something that wasn't broken. Basically, Rebecca. They Rebecca'd Trivial Pursuit and there was no need for it. And so I don't know what the answer is, but somebody will. 51551. Thank you. Botanic Gardens in Glasnevin. Great place to go for families. Was there yesterday. Says a text and there were lots of squirtles to feed. I'm sure somebody will tell us now. Don't feed the squirrels. We'll find out in a second. It'll come. Just wait. And we'll find out what we should be or shouldn't be giving them when they're running around. Do you remember the time in Central Park where the squirrels got really angry and no one could figure out why? They were getting kind of wide-eyed and they were vicious. They started attacking people. Squirrels. They normally kind of go up the tree and scurry away and they were fine. Like kind of glorified rats. But anyway, the squirrels going around the place got quite angry. Turns out they had stopped picking up the cigarette butts, the litter wardens, and the squirrels were getting completely addicted to the cigarette butts. And then they came back and the wardens cleared all the cigarette butts and they were having the DTs. They were basically in cold turkey. Squirrels in cold turkey. I'm mixing my animal metaphors, but you get the idea. The blank wedge, says Liam, can be, you can pick your own category. It seems to be the information there on that for our friends from Trivial Pursuit. I'm going to leave you today with just a quick thought on what happened in Kanturk at the weekend, because I was watching it. And all I'll say is this. I think the family have asked to be left alone, and that's why I don't want to get into it. But it's a desperately sad story. Very hard for the community down there when something like this happens. I don't know the details. I don't think I need to, other than to say that, particularly for the mother and the family, we're wishing her, sending her our condolences. And of course, we're thinking about them, but we won't comment any further on this program. But we wish them all as well as can be humanly possible in what can only be described as a catastrophe. But you need your privacy now, and you need your quiet time, and you need our prayers, and you have them all from us. We wish you well, and may those poor men rest in peace. We're going to say goodbye for now, okay? And like we like to say, do mind yourselves and mind each other, because life is difficult and there are beautiful things out there to go and enjoy. And that means kicking leaves or looking at the sea. It's free, and enjoy it and breathe in and take your time. And we'll talk to you tomorrow between 9 and 10. Thanks for listening.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.